The Wisconsin Badgers and Minnesota Golden Gophers are the two most dominant programs in college women's hockey today. The two teams have traded the top spots in the D1 poll back and forth this season. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for dropping by today. This is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime to find out more at WWIB.com. Last weekend, the Gophers and the Badgers met in the border battle at LeBron Arena in Madison. Full house there, with Wisconsin sweeping the U of M 5-4 in overtime on Friday night and 3-0 on Saturday afternoon. Gophers senior forward Alex Woken, 5'8", senior out of Fargo, North Dakota, is with me. She's got 11 goals, 12 assists, 23 points this season. She is plus 14 in the plus-minus department. An outstanding player and a delightful person. Welcoming Alex Woken to the airwaves here today on Sports and Commentary. So, Alex, this border battle round two did not wind up like you all had hoped. Talk to me about the border battle last weekend out of Madtown, will you?
Yeah. It was a really fun weekend, even though, like you said, it didn't end up like we had wanted to. But I think Friday, going down 4-1 in the second period and then coming back and tying it up in the third, it just really showed the character that our team has going into the last chunk of our season. And it made a lot of our, like the older girls, including myself and our coaches, we were just really excited to see that from us, and just see that character and just that grit come through at the end of the game. It was just super fun. It's too bad that we weren't able to get that at least to a tie, but I think as a whole, like we were pretty happy about that game. And then Saturday, they beat us. They outplayed us.
Well, Wisconsin's got two games in hand in the WCHA race right now. You think in these closing weeks you have any chance of catching them?
We'll have to do our part and take care of the things that we can control and see what happens. The WCHA, they're good. Everyone in there, they're good teams. And so anything can kind of happen. So we just have to control what we can and see what happens at the end.
Mm-hmm. Give me a sense, will you, of how big this border series is against Wisconsin from a player standpoint?
Yeah. I think one of the reasons why everyone kind of goes to Minnesota is because we know that it's a top program in the country, and that means that we're going to have really good games against top competition like Wisconsin, and just that Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry that has been just going on for a long time. It's the best weekend of the year playing them. Just because they have a W on their jersey, and we have an M on ours, it's just so fun. It's not hard to get pumped up for those games, just because it's Wisconsin week, it's Border Battle week, and everyone we have those weekends marked on our calendar right away. Like, oh, we play Wisconsin these two weekends. Like, try to get all of our family members there. We look forward to it so much.
Yeah, and I bet practice last week, pretty high energy for your team. Gophers, by the way, 20 wins, 4 losses, and 3 ties this season. Can you tell me how your team was built? Give us a little insight into this year's Gophers hockey team.
I think it's been awesome just having the 4 freshmen come in. 4 freshmen is kind of a smaller class, so we have a lot of returners. We have just a lot of experience, which has been awesome to have. And the 4 freshmen, they've just came in and they were ready to put the work in that they needed to. We are awesome in our back with our 6 really solid defensemen. And Sydney Scobie, our goalie, she has held down the fort for us. We kind of have gone from defense to offense, just like we work defense to offense. So, we're super deep in our offense, but I think it's been so helpful this year just to have such a solid D core, and they kind of hold our team together.
Well, like we said, it's a pretty disappointing weekend for the Gophers against Wisconsin, but the prior weekend, you guys were part of Hockey Day in Minnesota, television coverage all day of high school hockey and college hockey and the NHL Minnesota Wild, and you played outdoors against Ohio State, beat them 2-1 at Parade Stadium. Tell me about that unique opportunity for you. I mean, it was cold. It was like 20 below with the wind chill. Talk about playing in those kind of conditions.
Oh, that was so fun. Honestly, I was kind of pretty nervous to play in because I was so nervous that I was going to be just freezing the entire time. But our equipment manager, he made sure that we weren't going to be cold, gave us all of the warm gear for underneath our gear. And yeah, it was so much fun. I'm actually from North Dakota. And so I kind of knew, like, growing up, I knew like Hockey Day Minnesota was a big thing. But it was awesome to actually play. It kind of brought me back to my younger days when I would go outside and play pond hockey with all of my friends and just kind of mess around and have fun. Even though this was a pretty serious game, it was a lot of fun. It was cool to be outside, even though it was pretty cold.
I bet. University of Minnesota senior forward Alex Woken, my guest today. She's a neuroscience major. And Alex, your freshman season, you had a devastating knee injury, tore your ACL, and it cost you an entire year, but it changed you as a person. Deeply changed you as a person and a player. And I think we'll pick the conversation up there next time with you if we can and talk about that and how that forced you to look at yourself from a spiritual standpoint, a relationship with Christ standpoint. So thanks for being here today. It's just been fun to have you on the show. God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.